Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10x Podcast Group, the home of the skillful art of manipulation. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present The Seductive Spy, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1: The First Move. The ballroom shimmered with opulence, every crystal chandelier casting a dazzling glow over the polished marble floors. The gala was in full swing, an exclusive affair hosted by Titan Tech to celebrate yet another quarter of record-breaking success. The city's elite mingled over champagne and whispered deals, their laughter a delicate veil over cutthroat ambitions. It was the perfect hunting ground. Vivian LaCroix stepped through the grand entrance, every head turning in her direction as if compelled. She was a vision, wrapped in an emerald silk gown that clung to her curves like liquid, her auburn hair cascading in soft waves down her back. Her emerald earrings caught the light as her striking green eyes swept across the room. Her appearance was no accident. Everything about Vivian was calculated, designed to captivate and disarm. Her mark, Adrian Cole, stood near the grand piano, his broad shoulders hunched slightly as he listened to a colleague drone on about stock projections. Adrian was a man of power, the CEO of Titan Tech, and the gatekeeper to the secrets Vivian needed. But he was also a man of solitude. His dark eyes betrayed the loneliness that came with his position. It was why he had been chosen. Vivian's lips curved into a faint smile as she adjusted her posture, her movements a study in elegance. She knew the power of a first impression. Gliding across the room, she made her way toward Adrian, her heels clicking softly against the marble floor. As she approached, she pretended to stumble ever so slightly, just enough to appear human. Perfectly timed accident. Her hand brushed against his arm, and she let out a soft laugh. "Oh, I'm so sorry," she said, her voice a melody of warmth and charm. "These heels seem more dangerous than fashionable." Adrian turned, his expression startled at first but quickly softening as his eyes met hers. "No harm done," he replied, his voice deep and steady. "Are you all right?" "Perfectly fine, thanks to you," she said, tilting her head slightly. "I was just admiring the event. It's breathtaking. But truth be told, I feel a bit like a fish out of water here." Adrian's brow furrowed, curiosity flickering in his gaze. "You don't seem out of place to me." "That's kind of you to say," she said with a demure smile. "Vivian LaCroix." She extended her hand, her grip firm yet inviting. "Adrian Cole," he said, taking her hand. There was a pause, a moment of connection that Vivian knew how to orchestrate so well. "Are you new to these events?" "Very," she replied, her eyes holding his for just a second too long before she glanced away. "I'm here as a guest of a colleague. She insisted I come, though I must admit, I'm more comfortable in quieter settings." Adrian chuckled softly. "Then I suppose you and I have something in common." Her smile widened, lighting up her face. "Perhaps we do." As the night progressed, Vivian played her role flawlessly. She laughed at Adrian's dry humor, her melodic voice cutting through the din of the room. She asked the right questions, feigned just enough vulnerability to draw him closer. When he mentioned his passion for classical music, she listened intently, her eyes sparkling with interest. "You're full of surprises," she said when he admitted to playing the piano as a way to escape the pressures of work. "I wouldn't have guessed a man like you could find solace in something so soulful." Adrian hesitated, then smiled. "It's one of the few things that reminds me I'm human." "And what reminds you that you're extraordinary?" she asked, her voice dropping to a near whisper. Adrian stared at her, the question catching him off guard. Vivian could see the walls around him begin to crack, just as she had planned. She leaned closer, her hand lightly brushing his arm, a touch that lingered just enough to spark something unspoken between them. By the end of the night, Adrian was utterly captivated. Vivian's charm had worked its magic, and she left the gala with his business card tucked discreetly into her clutch. As she stepped into the cool night air, Vivian's mask slipped, her dazzling smile fading into something far colder. She climbed into the sleek black car waiting for her, the driver silent as the vehicle pulled away from the grand venue. The phone in her clutch vibrated. She pulled it out, her fingers swiping across the screen to read the message from her handler. "The first move is complete. Proceed to phase two." Vivian stared out the window as the city lights blurred into streaks of gold and white. Her reflection in the glass seemed almost foreign to her, a woman who was both predator and prey, caught in a world where trust was an illusion and betrayal was currency. She exhaled slowly. The game had begun. And Vivian never lost. Chapter 2: Web of Lies. The soft chime of a text message woke Vivian just as the early morning light filtered through her penthouse windows. She reached for her phone, squinting at the screen. "Follow-up lunch. Secure deeper trust. Whisper." She let the message sink in as she rolled out of bed. The whisper's instructions were always brief, cold, and precise. There was no room for interpretation. The next phase was clear. She had to get closer to Adrian Cole, embed herself into his life until he trusted her without question. The stakes were higher now. She wasn't just playing the role of a charming stranger. She had to become indispensable. The upscale restaurant Adrian had chosen for their meeting was the kind of place that screamed exclusivity. Private booths lined with rich leather, soft classical music playing in the background, and an attentive staff that moved like shadows. Vivian arrived 15 minutes early as planned. She wanted him to see her waiting, as if she valued his time more than her own. She wore a simple but elegant black dress, paired with understated jewelry that hinted at sophistication without appearing ostentatious. When Adrian arrived, she greeted him with a warm smile that radiated sincerity. "Adrian," she said, standing to shake his hand, "I hope I'm not taking you away from anything important." He waved her off with a chuckle. "You're giving me an excuse to escape the office for a bit. I should be thanking you." As they settled into their booth, Vivian studied him carefully. His tailored suit was immaculate, but there was a slight tension in his shoulders, a subtle heaviness in his eyes. She could tell he wasn't just busy. He was carrying something deeper, something personal. That would be her way in. The conversation started casually, with Adrian asking about her career. Vivian had rehearsed this part meticulously. She painted a picture of herself as a corporate consultant, ambitious but disillusioned, a woman who had clawed her way up the ladder only to find the view at the top wasn't what she expected. "It's hard to know who to trust," she said, swirling her wine glass as she spoke. "In my line of work, people smile to your face but sharpen their knives the moment you turn your back." Adrian nodded, his expression darkening. "I understand that all too well. In my position, trust is a rare commodity." "And yet," she said softly, her eyes locking onto his, "you strike me as someone who values loyalty." Adrian hesitated, then gave a small smile. "Do. But it's not always reciprocated." Vivian leaned in slightly, her expression earnest. "That must be exhausting, always having to second-guess people, wondering who's genuine and who has an agenda." For a moment, Adrian seemed to let his guard down. "It is. Sometimes I wonder if the success is worth it. But I can't afford to falter. Too many people are depending on me." Vivian tilted her head, her voice dropping to a near whisper. "And who do you depend on?" The question hung in the air, heavy with meaning. Adrian's gaze met hers, and she could see the flicker of vulnerability he tried so hard to hide. This was the moment she had been waiting for, the moment when the first crack in his armor appeared. By the time their lunch ended, Vivian had secured far more than she had expected. Adrian, charmed by her authenticity, or what he believed to be authenticity, had invited her to a private company event scheduled for the following week. It was an exclusive gathering for Titan Tech's top executives, and her presence there would grant her access to individuals and information critical to her mission. As they exited the restaurant, Adrian hesitated, his hand lingering on her arm. "Vivian," he began, his tone uncharacteristically hesitant. "I don't usually say this, but it's refreshing to talk to someone who isn't trying to impress me or win something from me." Vivian's smile was soft, almost shy. "I don't believe in pretending to be something I'm not, Adrian. Life's too short for that." It was a lie, of course, but a beautifully constructed one. Adrian smiled back, the warmth in his expression making her stomach twist, not with guilt, but with unease. She wasn't used to marks like him, men who made her question whether her manipulations were taking more from her than she had planned. Later that evening, Vivian sat in her dimly lit apartment, reviewing the details of her next move. A digital dossier provided by the Whisper contained profiles of the executives she would meet at the event. Each one had weaknesses to exploit, secrets to uncover. But it was Adrian's profile that she lingered on. The file was cold and clinical, listing his accomplishments, his routines, and even the death of his younger sister, a tragedy that had left him with a quiet grief he rarely spoke of. It explained his need for control, his guarded demeanor. It made him human. Vivian closed the file, her mind racing. She reminded herself that Adrian was just a means to an end, a stepping stone to the information she needed. But as she stared at his photo on the screen, she couldn't shake the nagging thought that this mission might cost her more than she was willing to pay. Her phone buzzed, pulling her from her thoughts. It was another message from the Whisper. "Your progress is noted. Be ready for contingencies. Trust no one." Vivian stared at the message, her lips pressing into a thin line. Trust no one. It was a rule she had lived by for years, a mantra that had kept her alive. But for the first time, it felt like a weight rather than a shield. She turned off her phone and leaned back in her chair, her reflection in the window staring back at her. The woman she saw was composed, poised, and lethal. But beneath the surface, cracks were beginning to form. The game was far from over. And Vivian knew all too well that the most dangerous moves were yet to come. Chapter 3: Shadows in the Boardroom. The Titan Tech executive retreat was held at the company's private villa, perched high on the cliffs overlooking the sea. The sprawling estate was a testament to the company's wealth and influence, a place where deals were made over vintage scotch and whispered conversations. Vivian stepped out of the sleek black car, her dress a deep sapphire blue that matched the ocean stretching out behind the estate. She was elegance personified, an uninvited storm hiding behind a calm facade. Adrian greeted her personally, his dark eyes lighting up at the sight of her. "Vivian," he said warmly, extending a hand to her. "I'm glad you could make it." "I wouldn't miss it," she replied, her smile both radiant and reserved, as though she didn't want to seem too eager. As he led her into the villa, Vivian scanned her surroundings with the practiced eye of a predator. She noted the positions of the security personnel, the layout of the rooms, and the placement of the high-profile guests. Everything was information, every detail a potential tool. The event unfolded like clockwork. Adrian introduced her to several of Titan Tech's top executives, men and women who wielded power like a second skin. Vivian played her role flawlessly, charming them with just the right mix of intelligence and humility. Her laughter was light but not frivolous, her conversation engaging but never intrusive. By the time she reached the end of the room, she had learned more about Titan Tech's internal politics than months of espionage could have uncovered. But one person stood out from the crowd. Eva Martinez. Sharp-eyed and ever watchful, Eva moved through the room with an intensity that was impossible to ignore. Vivian could feel Eva's gaze lingering on her, a silent challenge issued across the elegant confines of the villa. If Adrian was the gatekeeper, Eva was the sentinel, and she wasn't about to let an outsider slip through unnoticed. As the evening progressed, Vivian found herself seated at a private table with Adrian, the soft glow of the chandeliers casting golden light over their conversation. He seemed at ease with her, the guarded edge in his voice softening as they talked. "You've adapted well to this crowd," Adrian remarked, sipping his wine. "Most people find it overwhelming." Vivian tilted her head, her lips curving into a faint smile. "I've always been good at reading people. It's a skill that comes in handy more often than you'd think." Adrian nodded, his expression thoughtful. "You're different from anyone I've met in this world. Genuine, I suppose. That's rare." Her smile faltered for a split second, so brief that even Adrian's perceptive eyes didn't catch it. "Genuine." The word echoed in her mind, a bitter reminder of how deeply her facade had embedded itself into his perception. "And yet," she replied, her tone light but introspective, "you barely know me." "Maybe that's why I trust you," Adrian said quietly, his gaze steady. "Sometimes it's easier to trust someone new than someone who's been in your life for years." The vulnerability in his voice caught her off guard. For a fleeting moment, Vivian felt a pang of guilt, an emotion she had trained herself to suppress. She quickly buried it, focusing instead on the mission. Adrian's trust was her key to Titan Tekka's secrets, and she couldn't afford distractions. Later that evening, Vivian excused herself from Adrian's side and wandered through the villa, her steps measured but purposeful. She had memorized the layout of the estate earlier, and now she moved toward the private offices tucked away in the east wing. Adrian had let slip that some of Titan Tekka's most sensitive files were stored on a secure internal network, accessible only from designated terminals. If she could access one of those terminals, it would be a breakthrough. The corridor was quiet, the soft hum of distant conversation fading as she moved deeper into the villa. She reached the office door and glanced around, ensuring she was alone. Producing a small device from her clutch, she worked quickly to disable the electronic lock. The door clicked open and she slipped inside. The room was bathed in shadows, the faint glow of a monitor casting eerie patterns across the walls. Vivian moved to the desk and activated the terminal, plugging in a small drive loaded with decryption software. The screen flickered as the software began its work, bypassing layers of security with precision. As the progress bar inched forward, Vivian's heart raced. Every second in that room increased the risk of discovery, and she couldn't afford a single mistake. Just as the bar reached completion, a voice behind her froze her in place. "Looking for something." She turned slowly, her pulse pounding in her ears. Eva Martinez stood in the doorway, her arms crossed and her expression icy. Vivian's mind raced as she calculated her next move. She needed to deflect suspicion without exposing herself, but Eva's penetrating gaze made it clear that she wasn't easily fooled. "I got lost," Vivian said smoothly, her tone light and apologetic. "Adrian mentioned a quiet place to take a call, and I thought this might be it." Eva's eyes flicked to the terminal, then back to Vivian. "Interesting choice for a phone call," she said, her voice dripping with skepticism. Vivian forced a laugh, tucking a strand of hair behind her ear. "I suppose I misinterpreted his directions. These holes all look the same after a glass of wine." Eva stepped closer, her presence intimidating despite her smaller stature. "You're an interesting woman, Vivian. And I make it my business to keep an eye on interesting people." Vivian held her ground, her expression calm even as tension coiled in her chest. "I appreciate the attention," she said with a faint smile, "but I assure you I'm as boring as they come." Eva didn't reply, her sharp gaze lingering on Vivian for a moment longer before she stepped aside. "I'll escort you back to the main hall. Wouldn't want you to get lost again." Vivian nodded graciously, following Eva out of the office. Her mind raced as she replayed the encounter, cataloging every word, every glance. Eva was a problem, one that Vivian couldn't ignore. Later that night, as Vivian sat in her apartment, reviewing the encrypted data she had retrieved, she couldn't shake the image of Eva's piercing gaze. She knew the game was only beginning, and the stakes were rising. The shadows in the boardroom were growing darker, and Vivian would have to tread carefully if she wanted to stay ahead. Trust was a fragile thing, and in a world of lies, even the smallest crack could bring everything crashing down. Chapter 4. The Manipulator's Dilemma. The city glowed beneath a canopy of stars, a deceptive calm masking the storm brewing within Vivian. She sat in her apartment, the hum of her computer the only sound in the room. On the screen, the encrypted files she had retrieved from Titan Tekka's terminal flickered in coded patterns. The Whisper had yet to request a debrief, which left Vivian alone with her thoughts, a dangerous place to be. The encounter with Eva Martinez lingered like a dark cloud. Eva wasn't just an obstacle, she was a threat. Her suspicion was palpable, and Vivian knew it was only a matter of time before Eva acted on her instincts. The challenge was no longer just about gaining Adrian's trust. It was about outmaneuvering Eva without raising more alarms. The following day, Vivian found herself standing outside Titan Tekka's headquarters. Adrian had invited her to lunch near his office, a gesture that hinted at a growing trust between them. But trust was a double-edged sword, one that cut both ways. Adrian met her in the lobby, his warm smile a welcome contrast to the cold steel and glass of the building. He was dressed in a sharp navy suit, his tie slightly askew in a way that made him seem less like a corporate titan and more like a man in need of something real. "I'm glad you could make it," he said, his voice carrying a hint of relief. "Me too," Vivian replied, matching his smile. "I've been looking forward to it." They walked to a nearby bistro, the bustling streets of the financial district providing a lively backdrop. Over lunch, Adrian seemed more at ease than she had ever seen him. He talked about his family, the weight of his responsibilities, and the sacrifices he had made to climb the corporate ladder. Vivian listened intently, offering thoughtful replies and gentle encouragement. But as he opened up, a strange unease crept into her mind. Adrian wasn't like her previous marks. He wasn't a ruthless tycoon or a careless playboy. He was a man burdened by his own humanity, a man searching for connection in a world that demanded isolation. The realization unsettled her. It wasn't supposed to matter who he was. He was a means to an end, nothing more. But the flicker of vulnerability in his eyes made it harder to maintain that belief. After lunch, Adrian invited her up to his office. It was a bold move, one that signaled a deeper level of trust. As they stepped off the elevator, Vivian couldn't help but feel a twinge of unease. The higher the stakes, the greater the risks. Adrian's office was expansive but understated, a reflection of his personality. The walls were lined with bookshelves and framed photographs, and a grand desk sat near the floor-to-ceiling windows overlooking the city. "I spend more time here than I'd like to admit," Adrian said with a chuckle, gesturing for her to take a seat on the leather sofa. "It's practically my second home." Vivian sat gracefully, her eyes scanning the room with practiced subtlety. Every detail was a potential clue, every object a piece of the puzzle she was assembling. Adrian joined her, sitting closer than she expected. His presence was warm, almost disarming. "I've been thinking about what you said the other day," he began, his tone contemplative. "About trust." Vivian tilted her head, feigning curiosity. "What about it? I've spent years building walls, keeping people at arm's length. But with you—" He hesitated, his gaze searching hers. "I don't feel the need to do that." Her heart skipped a beat, not out of emotion but out of alarm. He was falling deeper into her web, but the sincerity in his voice made her question the morality of the trap she was setting. "Adrian," she said softly, placing a hand on his, "I don't take that lightly. Trust is fragile, and I would never want to break yours." His smile was faint but genuine. "I don't think you would." Later, as Vivian rode the elevator down to the lobby, her mind was a storm of conflicting thoughts. Adrian's trust was her greatest weapon, yet it felt heavier than it should. She had manipulated countless people before, each one a stepping stone in her ascent. But Adrian wasn't just a mark. He was human. And for the first time, that distinction mattered. As she stepped out onto the street, her phone buzzed with a message from the Whisper. "Eva Martinez is probing. Neutralize her." Vivian stopped in her tracks, her blood running cold. "Neutralize." The word was deliberately vague, but its meaning was clear enough. Eva was too close to the truth, and the whisper wanted her dealt with. Permanently. Vivian's hand tightened around her phone. She had no qualms about manipulation, no hesitation in using people to achieve her goals. But crossing the line into something darker was another matter entirely. Eva was an adversary, yes, but she was also just doing her job. Did she deserve to pay the ultimate price for it? Her thoughts spiraled as she walked toward her apartment. The shadows of her past loomed large, memories of other missions, other marks, other choices that had left scars she could never erase. This wasn't just about Eva. It was about who Vivian was becoming, and whether the cost of the mission was worth the toll on her soul. That night, Vivian stared at her reflection in the mirror. Her emerald eyes, so often a tool of seduction and deception, now seemed foreign to her. She had always prided herself on her ability to compartmentalize, to separate her identity from her missions. But with Adrian and Eva, the lines were blurring. The manipulator's dilemma was a simple one. How far was she willing to go to win? And at what point did the game stop being worth the price? Vivian turned off the light, plunging the room into darkness. The answer was elusive, hiding in the shadows. But she knew one thing for certain. The game wasn't over. Not yet. Chapter 5, The Cracked Mask. The boardroom buzzed with muted tension as Titan Tech's senior executives gathered for a high-stakes meeting. Vivian, seated at Adrian's side as his plus one, maintained a serene expression, though her mind was a whirlwind of calculations. The stakes had never been higher, and every decision she made could determine whether she emerged victorious or was exposed. The meeting was about a new acquisition, one that would elevate Titan Tech's reach into uncharted markets. Adrian's confidence commanded the room, but Vivian noted the subtle glances exchanged among the executives. Rivalries and power plays simmered beneath their polished exteriors. She could use that. At the far end of the table, Eva Martinez sat quietly, her gaze sharp and unyielding. She barely looked at Adrian but frequently glanced at Vivian, her suspicion as evident as the sunlight streaming through the glass walls. The meeting dragged on, and Vivian used the time to observe. She noted who seemed distracted, who glanced nervously at their phones, and who fidgeted when asked questions. Information was her weapon, and this room was an arsenal. After the meeting, Adrian invited Vivian to his office for coffee. She agreed with a warm smile, masking the tight knot forming in her stomach. She had noticed Eva leaving the meeting early, her phone in hand and her expression grim. Vivian's instincts screamed that Eva was making a move, but she couldn't afford to act hastily. In Adrian's office, he leaned against his desk, the tension from the meeting still visible in his posture. That could have gone better, he admitted, running a hand through his dark hair. Vivian approached him, placing a gentle hand on his arm. You handled it well, she said, her voice soothing. Leadership isn't about pleasing everyone. It's about making the tough calls. He smiled faintly, the lines of stress softening around his eyes. You always know the right thing to say. Their eyes met, and for a moment, Vivian felt the weight of his trust pressing down on her. It was intoxicating and suffocating all at once. She quickly looked away, reminding herself of the mission. That evening, Vivian returned to her apartment and found a new directive waiting for her on her encrypted device. Eva Martinez has initiated a private investigation. Secure her silence immediately. Her heart sank. This was the escalation she had dreaded. The whisper's instructions were clear. Eva was a liability, and liabilities couldn't be tolerated. Vivian sat in silence, her mind racing. Eva wasn't just a rival. She was intelligent, resourceful, and dangerous. Neutralizing her wouldn't be easy, and it certainly wouldn't be clean. But Vivian also knew that failure to act could jeopardize everything she had worked for. The next morning, Vivian arranged a chance meeting with Eva at a nearby cafe frequented by Titan Tech employees. It was a bold move, but she needed to get close to Eva to assess her next steps. As expected, Eva didn't seem surprised when Vivian approached her table. Mind if I join you? Vivian asked, her tone light and friendly. Eva gestured to the seat across from her. Her expression neutral. Please. I was just thinking about you. Vivian hid her unease behind a polite smile. I hope it was something flattering. Eva didn't smile. You're an enigma, Vivian. People like Adrian don't let just anyone into their lives. I could say the same about you, Vivian countered, her tone playful but probing. You seem to have a knack for reading people. Eva leaned forward, her gaze piercing. And what have you read about me? Vivian hesitated, carefully choosing her words. You're protective of Adrian. You've worked hard to get where you are, and you don't let anyone compromise what you've built. I respect that. Eva's lips twitched in a faint smile, though her eyes remained cold. Flattery won't get you anywhere, Vivian. But you're right about one thing. I don't let anyone compromise what I've built. There it was, the warning hidden beneath polite words. Eva wasn't just suspicious. She was onto something, and she wanted Vivian to know it. That night, Vivian replayed the conversation in her mind as she stood on her balcony, staring out at the city lights. Eva was closing in, and the whisper's directive loomed like a shadow over her thoughts. Neutralize her. But how? Was she supposed to destroy Eva's reputation, sabotage her career, or eliminate her entirely? The line between right and wrong had always been blurred for Vivian, but this felt different. Eva wasn't a villain, she was just doing her job. And Adrian. Adrian trusted both of them. What would he think if he knew the truth? The thought tightened her chest. 4 years, Vivian had lived by a single rule: trust no one. But Adrian had unwittingly broken through her defenses, and Eva's determination mirrored her own. The game she was playing was no longer just about Titan Tech. It was about her own identity, her morality, and the pieces of herself she had long since buried. As the clock ticked past midnight, Vivian made a decision. She would follow Eva's trail, uncover what she knew, and decide her next move from there. If Eva wanted a game, Vivian would give her one. But beneath her steely resolve, a small voice whispered a question she couldn't ignore. When the mask cracked, what would she find underneath? And would there be enough of herself left to keep playing the game? Chapter 6. Betrayal and Bargains. The rain fell in a steady drizzle as Vivian tailed Eva Martinez through the bustling streets of the financial district. Eva's movements were purposeful, her expression unreadable as she entered a nondescript building tucked between skyscrapers. Vivian lingered across the street, pretending to browse her phone while her sharp eyes tracked Eva's every move. Whatever Eva was pursuing, it was enough to pull her away from Titan Tech during business hours. That alone made it worth investigating. The building Eva entered was a private investigation firm, a revelation that sent a jolt of unease through Vivian. Eva wasn't just suspicious. She had escalated her efforts. If Eva had hired a professional to dig into Vivian's past, it was only a matter of time before everything unraveled. Vivian's phone buzzed in her pocket, a message from the Whisper. Status update. Has Martinez been neutralized? Her grip tightened on the phone, the weight of the directive pressing down on her. Neutralizing Eva was no longer optional. It was essential. But Vivian needed to act carefully, precisely. A misstep now could destroy her, Adrian, and the mission. Later that evening, Vivian made her move. She arranged a private meeting with Eva under the guise of seeking advice about navigating Titan Tech's internal politics. It was a delicate gambit, one that required walking a razor-thin line between deception and sincerity. Eva agreed, albeit reluctantly. They met at a quiet wine bar downtown, a place where the soft lighting and hushed atmosphere lent an air of intimacy to their conversation. "You've been watching me," Vivian said, cutting straight to the point once their drinks arrived. Her tone was calm, unthreatening. Eva's eyes narrowed slightly, her lips curling into a faint smile. "You're not wrong." Vivian leaned forward, her expression open and unguarded. "I can't blame you. I'd do the same in your position. Adrian's trust isn't something to take lightly." "Neither is mine," Eva replied, her voice edged with steel. "I've worked too hard to let someone like you jeopardize what we've built." Vivian nodded, her gaze unwavering. I understand. But maybe you've misjudged me. Eva studied her for a long moment, her sharp eyes searching for cracks in Vivian's carefully constructed mask. Have I? Vivian took a sip of her wine, the pause deliberate. I'm not here to hurt Adrian or Titan Tech. I admire what the company stands for, and I admire him. That's why I'm asking for your help. Eva's expression flickered, the faintest hint of surprise breaking through her guarded demeanor. Help? With what? Navigating this world, Vivian said, her voice soft but steady. You're right to be cautious of me. But I want to prove that I'm not a threat. I think we both want the same thing, to protect Adrian and what he's built. The sincerity in Vivian's voice wasn't entirely feigned. For all her manipulations, she felt a genuine desire to shield Adrian from the fallout of the storm she was creating. It was a dangerous thread to pull, but one she couldn't ignore. As the night wore on, Vivian's calculated vulnerability began to wear down Eva's defenses. The tension between them softened, replaced by a cautious truce. But Vivian knew better than to trust it completely. Eva wasn't a fool, and her suspicions wouldn't vanish overnight. When they parted ways, Vivian felt the weight of Eva's gaze lingering on her back. The game had shifted, but the stakes were higher than ever. Back at her apartment, Vivian sat at her desk, staring at the encrypted data she had stolen from Titan Tech's servers. The files contained more than she had anticipated. Evidence of financial irregularities, offshore accounts, and a shadowy operation tied to an unknown third party. It wasn't just corporate espionage anymore. It was something far darker. Her phone buzzed again, another message from the Whisper. Proceed with Martinez. Leverage her or eliminate her. Vivian's chest tightened. The Whisper's directives were growing more aggressive, and the path forward was fraught with peril. She couldn't ignore Eva's threat, but neither could she bring herself to destroy someone who was, in many ways, her mirror image. Instead, she devised a plan, a dangerous gambit that relied on equal parts manipulation and truth. If she could convince Eva to work with her, to share her findings and pool their resources, they might uncover the larger threat looming over Titan Tech. But it would mean risking everything, including her mission. The next morning, Vivian arranged another meeting with Eva, this time in a secluded park far from prying eyes. She arrived early, her nerves tightly wound as she rehearsed what she would say. When Eva appeared, her expression was cautious but curious. Why are we here? Eva asked, folding her arms. Vivian didn't waste time. Because we're on the same side. And if we don't work together, we're both going to lose. Eva arched a skeptical brow. What are you talking about? Vivian hesitated, then pulled a flash drive from her bag. This contains everything I've uncovered about Titan Tech. Financial irregularities, offshore accounts, and connections to entities I can't identify. Something's happening inside the company, and it's bigger than either of us. Eva's eyes widened, but her expression quickly hardened. And why should I believe you? Because if I were lying, I wouldn't need you, Vivian said, her voice steady. I've been trying to protect Adrian from this, just like you. But I can't do it alone. I need your help. Eva stared at her, the tension between them palpable. Finally, she took the flash drive, her expression unreadable. If you're lying, Eva said, her voice low and dangerous, I'll destroy you. Vivian smiled faintly. Then we have something in common. As Eva walked away, Vivian felt a glimmer of hope for the first time in weeks. The game had shifted again, and the balance of power was no longer hers alone. But the path ahead was still treacherous, and the stakes had never been higher. The cracked mask was still in place, but Vivian knew it wouldn't hold forever. The truth would surface eventually, whether she was ready for it or not. Chapter 7: The Unraveling. The weight of the flash drive pressed heavily in Vivian's thoughts as she watched Eva disappear into the distance. Her gambit had paid off, at least for now. But trusting someone like Eva Martinez, even partially, was a perilous dance. Vivian wasn't naive enough to believe that their fragile alliance would hold without cracks. The next morning, Vivian's phone buzzed. Text from Eva. Meet me at Titan Tech. 9 p.m. Bring answers. It was cryptic, but the message's urgency sent a chill down Vivian's spine. Answers. Eva wasn't going to wait for the pieces of the puzzle to fall into place. She was going to demand clarity, even if it meant forcing Vivian's hand. At exactly 9 p.m., Vivian arrived at Titan Tech's towering headquarters, the building's polished steel and glass exterior reflecting the pale glow of the moon. The office was eerily quiet, the typical hum of activity replaced by a vacuum of stillness. She entered through a side door Eva had instructed her to use and found Eva waiting in a dimly lit conference room. Eva sat at the head of the long table, her laptop open and her piercing gaze fixed on Vivian as she entered. The air between them crackled with tension. "You're late," Eva said, her tone clipped. "Traffic," Vivian replied coolly, taking a seat across from her. Eva wasted no time. She slid her laptop toward Vivian, the screen displaying the decrypted contents of the flash drive. "This is what you brought me. Now tell me why Titan Tech is laundering money through offshore accounts tied to dummy corporations. What are they funding?" Vivian leaned back, forcing herself to appear calm. "I was hoping you could help me figure that out." Eva's eyes narrowed. "You expect me to believe you don't know?" "I don't," Vivian said, her voice steady. "But I know it's big. Bigger than Adrian. Bigger than both of us." Eva's jaw tightened, her frustration evident. "Then why involve me? What's your angle?" Vivian hesitated. This was the moment she had dreaded, the moment where the mask could slip too far, revealing truths she wasn't ready to share. But if she didn't offer something real, Eva wouldn't hesitate to burn her. "My angle," Vivian said slowly, "is survival. I've been digging into Titan Tech for months, and what I've found puts a target on my back. If we don't figure this out, we're both at risk." Eva stared at her for a long moment, then leaned back in her chair. "Let's say I believe you. That doesn't mean I trust you." "I don't expect you to," Vivian replied. "But we both want the same thing, to protect Adrian and stop whatever's happening inside Titan Tech." Eva's expression softened slightly, the edges of her suspicion blurring into contemplation.
"Fine.
But if you're lying, I'll make sure you regret it." Over the next hour, they worked together to analyze the files. The financial records painted a damning picture. Titan Tech was funneling millions through shell companies into obscure ventures, many of which were tied to unstable regions of the world. There were whispers of covert operations, shadowy partnerships, and projects buried so deeply in bureaucracy that even Titan Tech's board seemed unaware of their existence. But one name kept appearing in the files: Cirrus Holdings. Vivian's stomach tightened as she read the name. She had encountered it before, during a mission years ago. Cirrus Holdings was a notorious front for illicit activities, including arms deals and high-stakes corporate espionage. If Titan Tech was involved with Cirrus, it wasn't just a scandal. It was a bomb waiting to explode. As they pieced together the puzzle, Eva's phone buzzed. She glanced at the screen, her expression darkening. "It's Adrian," she said. "He's asking why I'm still at the office." Vivian felt her pulse quicken. If Adrian became suspicious of Eva's late-night activities, it could derail everything. But Eva seemed to have it under control, texting back a brief response before returning to the files. "We need to be careful," Eva said, her voice low. "If Adrian finds out about this before we have solid evidence, he'll think we're betraying him." Vivian nodded, though the thought of Adrian's trust made her chest tighten. He was the linchpin in all of this, the person both she and Eva were fighting to protect, even if their methods were drastically different. As the night wore on, the pieces began to fall into place. Cirrus Holdings was using Titan Tech's infrastructure to move funds and resources under the guise of legitimate business operations. The deeper they dug, the clearer it became that someone high up in Titan Tech, someone with significant influence, was orchestrating the scheme. But the most shocking discovery came when they unearthed an internal memo hidden among the files. It detailed a secret project known only as Project Obsidian. The memo referenced advanced technology, international partnerships, and a series of classified experiments that were never approved by Titan Tech's board. This isn't just money laundering, Eva said, her voice barely above a whisper. This is something else entirely. Vivian stared at the screen, her mind racing. Project Obsidian was the key to everything, but it also raised more questions than answers. By the time they left Titan Tech, the city was silent, its streets bathed in the pale glow of streetlights. Vivian and Eva parted ways with an unspoken understanding. Their fragile alliance was now a necessity, bound by the shared knowledge of something far bigger than either of them had anticipated. As Vivian walked home, her thoughts were a storm of conflicting emotions. The game had shifted once again, and the stakes were now impossibly high. She had always believed she could control every move, manipulate every outcome. But as the pieces of the puzzle came together, one truth became painfully clear. She was no longer the one holding the strings. And in a world where trust was a weapon and betrayal a currency, Vivian knew the cracks in her mask were growing wider. It was only a matter of time before everything unraveled. Chapter 8, Truth in the Ashes. The following day, Vivian sat at her small kitchen table, staring at the encrypted files on her laptop screen. The revelations from the night before played on a loop in her mind. Cirrus Holdings, Project Obsidian. The names carried a weight that threatened to crush the calm, calculated persona she had carefully constructed. Her phone buzzed. It was Adrian. Vivian, are you free for dinner tonight? I need to talk to you about something. Adrian's voice was steady, but there was an undercurrent of tension she couldn't ignore. Her chest tightened as her thoughts raced. Had he grown suspicious? Or had Eva slipped up and revealed too much? Of course, she replied, her voice warm and unshaken. I'd love to. As she ended the call, a sense of dread settled over her. Tonight could either solidify her position or unravel everything she had worked for. That evening, Adrian chose a secluded restaurant on the outskirts of the city. The candlelit room was quiet, the hum of distant conversation providing a soothing backdrop. Adrian was already seated when she arrived, his dark suit impeccably tailored, his face betraying a hint of weariness. Vivian, he said with a faint smile as she approached. Thanks for coming. Always, she replied, taking the seat across from him. You sounded serious on the phone. Is everything all right? Adrian hesitated, his gaze dropping to the table before meeting hers. I don't know. Things at Titan Tech have been strange lately. Tensions are high, people are acting paranoid, and I can't shake the feeling that something's happening behind my back. Vivian's stomach churned, but she forced herself to remain composed. Have you talked to anyone about it? That's just it, Adrian said, leaning forward. I don't know who to trust. Even Eva's been distant lately, and she's the last person I'd ever doubt. The weight of his words pressed down on her, the irony almost too cruel to bear. She was the one he trusted most, and yet she was the reason for his doubts. Adrian, she said softly, reaching across the table to place her hand over his. You can trust me. Whatever's going on, we'll figure it out together. For a moment, his eyes softened, the tension in his shoulders easing. I don't know what I'd do without you, Vivian. As the dinner progressed, Adrian seemed to relax, his guard lowering as they talked about lighter topics. But Vivian couldn't shake the feeling that the walls were closing in. She knew she couldn't keep up the charade forever. The secrets she carried were too heavy, the cracks in her mask too deep. Later that night, Vivian returned to her apartment and found Eva waiting for her in the lobby. The sight of Eva standing there, arms crossed and face set in a grim expression, sent a jolt of alarm through Vivian. We need to talk, Eva said curtly, her voice low but urgent. Vivian nodded, leading her up to the apartment. Once inside, Eva wasted no time. I ran a deeper search into Cirrus Holdings, she began, pacing the room. And I found something you need to see. She handed Vivian a USB drive, her expression unreadable. Vivian plugged it into her laptop, and the files that appeared on the screen made her blood run cold. Detailed reports, contracts, and communications all pointed to one horrifying conclusion. Project Obsidian wasn't just about money or corporate greed. It was a covert program involving the development of surveillance technology that could compromise entire governments. Titan Tech wasn't just complicit, they were leading the charge. "This is bigger than we thought," Eva said, her voice tight with controlled anger. "If this gets out, it could bring down not just Titan Tech but Adrian as well." Vivian stared at the screen, her mind racing. The implications were staggering. Titan Tech wasn't just a corporation, it was a weapon, and Adrian was unknowingly at the center of it all. "What do we do?" Vivian asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Eva hesitated, her jaw tightening. "We expose it. We take this to the authorities, the media, anyone who can stop it." Vivian's chest tightened. Exposing Project Obsidian would destroy Titan Tech and Adrian's career. It would also reveal her role in uncovering it, putting her at risk from the Whisper and the shadowy forces behind Cirrus Holdings. But could she live with herself if she stayed silent? The next morning, Vivian received a message from the Whisper. "Progress update. Deliver results or abort mission." Abort. The word hung in her mind like a death knell. Abandoning the mission would mean burning every bridge she had built, cutting ties with Adrian, Eva, and Titan Tech. But completing it would mean sacrificing any chance of redemption. Vivian sat at her desk, staring at the encrypted files on her laptop. The path forward was clear, but it wasn't one she could walk alone. She needed to decide: betray Adrian and destroy his world, or risk her own life to protect his. The truth was a fire, burning away the lies and illusions she had wrapped herself in for so long. And in the ashes of that truth, Vivian knew, only one thing would remain: the choices she made now. The game was no longer about winning. It was about survival and redemption. Chapter 9. The Final Gambit. The clock ticked toward midnight as Vivian paced her apartment, the weight of her decision pressing down like a vice. On one hand, there was the Whisper, an unforgiving shadow demanding results. On the other, Adrian, the man she had come dangerously close to caring for, and Eva, the rival turned reluctant ally. And looming over everything was the terrifying truth about Project Obsidian. Vivian stopped pacing, her reflection in the darkened window catching her attention. For years, she had been a master manipulator, weaving lies and identities to survive. But now, the web she had spun threatened to ensnare her. The game was no longer just about deception. It was about deciding who she wanted to be when the pieces finally fell. The next day, Vivian called Eva and Adrian, arranging separate meetings. Both would play pivotal roles in her plan, but she couldn't afford to tip her hand too soon. The meeting with Eva. Eva arrived at a quiet cafe, her guarded expression softening only slightly when she saw Vivian. "I hope you're not wasting my time," Eva said, sliding into the booth across from her. Vivian placed a thick envelope on the table between them. "This is everything I have on the Whisper. Names. Connections. Operations." Eva's eyes widened as she opened the envelope, flipping through the pages. "You're burning your own bridges." "I don't have a choice," Vivian said, her voice low but firm. "If I don't deliver on their terms, they'll come after me. And anyone close to me." Eva looked up, her expression unreadable. "And Adrian?" Vivian hesitated, the weight of the question hanging in the air. "That's why I need your help. If this goes wrong, he can't be caught in the fallout." Eva studied her for a moment, then nodded. "I'll do what I can. But you owe me the whole truth after this." Vivian managed a faint smile. "Deal." The meeting with Adrian. Vivian met Adrian at his favorite park, the place where he often escaped the pressures of his job. He seemed more relaxed than usual, but there was a tension in his smile that she couldn't ignore. "What's on your mind?" Adrian asked, his hands stuffed into his pockets. Vivian took a deep breath. "I need to tell you something. And it's not going to be easy to hear." Adrian's brow furrowed, his posture stiffening. "Go on." "There's a project within Titan Tech, something you might not even know about, called Project Obsidian," she began, her voice steady despite the storm raging inside her. "It's dangerous, Adrian. More dangerous than you can imagine. His eyes widened, confusion and alarm flickering across his face. "What are you talking about? I've seen every project proposal. If something like that existed, I'd know." "You wouldn't," Vivian said, her voice softening. "Because someone wanted to keep it from you. I've been digging into it for weeks, and it's bigger than just Titan Tech. It's connected to external entities, people who would stop at nothing to keep it secret." Adrian's expression darkened. "Why didn't you tell me sooner?" "Because I didn't know who to trust," Vivian admitted. "But I'm telling you now because you're the only person who can stop it from the inside." Adrian ran a hand through his hair, his frustration evident. "You've been lying to me, haven't you? All this time you've been playing me." Vivian's heart clenched. "First, yes. But it's not like that anymore. Adrian, I care about you. And I need you to trust me now, even if you hate me later." For a long moment, Adrian said nothing, his gaze piercing through her. Finally, he nodded. "I don't know what to believe, but if you're telling the truth, I need to see it for myself." Plan in motion. Vivian and Eva coordinated their efforts, using the files Vivian had stolen to expose Project Obsidian's operations. Eva would deliver the evidence to a trusted journalist, ensuring the story broke publicly while Vivian distracted the Whisper long enough for the operation to succeed. Vivian contacted the Whisper, arranging a meeting at a secure location. She knew it was a risk, walking into the lion's den without backup, but it was the only way to buy time for Eva and Adrian to act. The Whisper was waiting in a dimly lit warehouse, their silhouette obscured by shadows. "You've been busy," they said, their voice calm but laced with menace. "I have the results you wanted," Vivian replied, placing a small drive on the table. "But there's more. Project Obsidian isn't just a corporate scandal. It's a global threat. And if we don't handle it carefully, it could bring us all down." The Whisper tilted their head, studying her. "Do you think I'm unaware of the risks? You were brought in to mitigate them, not complicate them." "I'm doing what's necessary to protect us," Vivian said, her voice steady despite the tension crackling in the air. "But we need to move now. The evidence is already in play." The Whisper leaned forward, their shadowy presence looming over her. "If you've crossed me, Vivian, there won't be anywhere you can hide." Vivian met their gaze, her heart pounding. "Then I guess I'll see you on the other side." The fallout. The next morning, headlines exploded across the media. Titan Tech exposed. The secrets of Project Obsidian revealed. The article detailed the corruption, the money laundering, and the covert operations linked to Cirrus Holdings. The fallout was immediate and catastrophic. Adrian confronted Titan Tech's board, his fury palpable as he demanded accountability. Eva, working behind the scenes, ensured the evidence reached the authorities. The Whisper, true to their word, vanished without a trace, leaving Vivian to pick up the pieces. The final choice. Days later, Adrian stood outside Vivian's apartment, his expression torn between anger and hurt. "You lied to me," he said when she opened the door. "But you saved me." Vivian's throat tightened. "I didn't deserve your trust, Adrian. But I wanted to protect you." Adrian stared at her, his eyes searching for answers she couldn't give. "Was any of it real?" Vivian hesitated, then nodded. "Yes. More than I ever expected." Without another word, Adrian turned and walked away, leaving Vivian alone with the ashes of her choices. As she closed the door, Vivian allowed herself a rare moment of vulnerability. She had won the game, but at what cost? The cracks in her mask had finally shattered, revealing a woman she barely recognized. And as she stared out at the city, she knew one thing for certain. The game was over. But the price of survival was a part of her she could never reclaim.